Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yo, it's your boy H. Pull Out The Source, Harry Panera, and welcome back to a brand new season. The Inside Scoop, we are back, of course. I'm with my co-host, the one and only Culture Cams.
Yes.
Now, I know things look different. Now, I'm not talking about my hairline either.
HD cuts.
Look at that look.
Look at that.
Look at that.
This is actually spot on.
No, genuinely.
This is spot on. This is good
like
work.
You.
Man, that's good work.
We are winning
lie.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Obviously, I saw you the other day, little dusky man.
I did that for a reason. Yeah,
come on,
you know,
man. Top shooters.
Come on, man.
But yeah, we are back. And for the audio listeners, we are officially available on Apple Music and on Spotify. You guys was asking for that last season, but we thought, you know what? Instead of giving it to you towards end, start the new season, audio, visuals, we're going to be doing it as consistent as possible.
Yes.
We've also got a big announcement because tomorrow. Wait, hold on. Check the socials because we've got an X now, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. So look out for the socials because we've got something special tomorrow. We're going to be at Wembley for the Community Shield between Man United and Man City. Pitch side, boy, HP and Culture Cams. So, yeah, we're cooking, man. But I hope you guys have enjoyed your summer. We're back.
Yes.
We're better. But talk to me. Summer. I feel like you've been active. You've been at it.
I don't know, you know. I feel like it was a bit of a chilled one, you know. You know what? We had obviously had the Euros, so we're working through the Euros. We had a great experience of Euros, but obviously the result wasn't what we wanted it to be. But that was a mad experience. That was a nice experience to go and just be at the stadium. It's always been on a bucket list to go to a final for England. You know what I'm going to say? That was my first. You were your second one, right? You went to the...
Yeah, I went to the one previously,
So that was my first one. So that was great. But then, honestly, most of it set up like... The Twitch again, got the Twitch going again, got a gaming PC and stuff. So I'm going to get active on that. And of course, went abroad, you know what I mean? And met a hitter.
Tell them though, because they might not know who you're talking about.
Met a hitter. Listen, so obviously the interview is coming out very soon with Robert Lewandowski. Listen, I'm telling you, we thought that interview was going to be 15 minutes. It went on to 30 minutes, bro. The guy can talk. He was enjoying himself. We played a game with him. He left us a little promise as well about what he's going to do next season. It was proper, man, meeting someone like that. And then we were pitch side for the Barcelona game. Saw Gundogan, saw Thiago, Rafinha, all them type of guys. Tomori, Loftus-Cheek, all them, man. So it was a mad experience, honestly. It was one of them experiences which just... charge you up, you know what I mean? Yeah. Let you know, okay, I'm ready to work again this season. Do you know what I mean? Because I've been partying, I've been having fun. I put on weight. I'm kind of fat right now.
Can I say though?
I'm kind of fat now.
I'm not going to say I'm fat, but you look like the security guard for Lewandowski when I saw the picture. I said, my boy looks like no one can get near him. I don't know if you've seen that Messi security guard.
He
runs onto the pitch. I thought that was you. I said, my boy's some different shit too.
Literally, so I've been eating, man, the collard greens, the yams, the mac and cheese, the fried chicken, you know what I'm saying? But so it's just been an exciting summer, but I'm looking forward to the season, man. What about you?
Same here. I think obviously we both went to the Euros final, and then obviously I went to a few games in between that. But yeah, it was pretty chilled. I think because of how last season ended, it was very frantic and everything that came with it. I kind of wanted to just not just record through the Euros because I felt like the competition was doing it what it needed to do for itself. And the coverage wouldn't have been anything that people just wanted to watch. To listen to anything, innit? So it was just good to be there. Obviously, like you said, I wanted England to win. The result didn't go the way we wanted it to, but I think the best team won. And then, outside of that, I've just been prepping for Ineos. That's all I've been going through right now. I think, yeah, the data that I've consumed in regards to Man United and their transfers has been a mad thing. And I think I'm just excited to see what the Premier League is going to offer us this season.
Yeah.
And obviously the European competitions that we're in, Europa League, the Champions League, Real Madrid, looking at Mbappe being signed as well. So there's a lot of stuff that I think I'm really excited for, and I can't wait for it to actually come into fruition. But I did mention tomorrow's game, Saturday, which will be Man United against Man City, Community Shield. Now, the reason why we're there is because obviously we won the FA Cup.
Sometimes people forget that little moment, you know what I'm saying?
So obviously, before we get into the actual game, I want to discuss some of the players. Now, Man United, you know, we've had multiple conversations about us needing to get rid of certain players in order for us to bring in players and for us to get rid of that style of football. Now, I believe Ten Hag likes to play, you know, forward attacking football, take control of the game. That was his style at Ajax. Hasn't really materialized at Man United, and maybe because of the players that we've had before, that's why it didn't work, right? So we've obviously signed a few players. We signed Euro, Xerxes, and we potentially could be signing De Ligt, Mazraoui, right? We've offloaded Van de Beek, Greenwood, Kambuala, and that's it, really.
Yeah.
Obviously, Martial's gone.
And Varane.
Varane's gone as well. Brandon Williams. Amrabat's gone back to Fiorentina. Are you confident so far about what's happening on the pitch? Because off the pitch is another conversation we'll have later. But are you confident about what's happening on the pitch?
As in pre-season?
Yes.
I mean, it's a tough one. The results, I think we've lost a few. We lost to Liverpool. We lost to Arsenal. I think two of them were offside goals as well. So, listen, it is what it is, right? You're not really focusing too much on results. You don't want to lose, though. You don't want to lose. I think overall, there's been a little bit of a more indication of how I think we're going to try and play next season. We still need our players that are actually going to be in the first team to be out there to try and execute it, because a lot of things come down to the profiles of the players. So in preseason, it's not, I don't get twisted, it's not something to be, I'm like excited about, but there's nothing that I'm really like, oh my God, this is still going to be a massive issue. From what I'm seeing so far, I think we're going to play more of kind of like a double pivot. Like last season, we're playing like with a six, like Casemiro's there, and then it was open. That 3-1-6 thing that we did defensively, I'm not too sure if that's still going to take place. I hope not. Now, I've still seen it in build up a little bit, which is a bit of a concern, because we haven't got a Busquets. We haven't got someone that's going to get the ball off the back four and make it happen. Even a Rodri, a Casemiro, who I thought would be leaving this summer, is still here, and he's going to have to be doing that role again, which last season was an issue. So I'm mainly focused, honestly, I'm mainly focused on seeing how we are when we're defending transitions, because last season we were too open. You get, let's say, one or two ball carriers, they can run past three of our players and they're in on goal. Or two, three passes, they're in on goal. So that's my main thing to see this season. Of course, I want to see a style of play. I want to see expansive football. But seeing how we're not really selling and buying, it's been not really, not much has really gone on. I'm not expecting any kind of expansive, exciting football this season. Honestly, it's more about being compact and kind of going more closer to the first season, where we finished third and we were compact and it was hard to beat and we were getting results. I think we're going to be a little bit more towards that. But in terms of this Ajax style, and we just haven't got the, we haven't got the players to do that, first and foremost. We haven't got it. So why are we expecting that?
Yeah, and I think that's my reasoning into why I was really, really for Ten Hag to stay, because I know the way he wants to play. But then realistically, you look at our players, our midfield, like you said, it's literally, if anyone can run through that midfield. Now, Scott McTominay has been rumoured to go to Fulham. It's not materialising. Mason Mount also plays the same position as Bruno. And he's just come back from injury. And he obviously had a decent preseason in terms of fitness and games and so on and so forth. Kobbie Mainoo just played the whole of the Euros right now. World's best player. And so it's like, I want to know, in your opinion, how does that midfield look right now for you? What would be the ideal midfield? Because it's tough, because Casemiro's legs are gone. They're missing. People are getting excited because they've seen some gym pictures. But then his positioning is still the same. He's just not that player. He isn't a controller of the ball. He's I call him clamp leg.
Yeah.
He clamps.
And even that is starting to go.
And because he doesn't have the legs for
it. Yeah, it's starting to go.
Being someone who's very, like, you know, versatile and has an engine, he doesn't have that.
No.
So we're asking him to do, and I hate when I see him making 40-yard passes. It's not your game.
Yeah.
He needs to play with someone that's going to give the ball to someone and do it. So in regards to that midfield, what kind of midfield do you see being something that can actually be something that is stable and consistent, in your opinion?
I can't lie, man. I'm looking at the midfield and I feel like midfield is the most important position. You know what I mean? In the game, you look at the teams that are above us. You look at Arsenal. You know what I mean? They've got a set midfield at the moment. Well, they're probably going to sign Moreno, but they've got Declan Rice, they had Jorginho, and they had Odegaard. You look at City, they have so many players. Real Madrid, all these top teams, Bayern, they have a set kind of midfield. And I think midfield is a position, bro, I don't get it. It's like for the last 10 years, we just ignore it. Why don't we prioritize the midfield? We all know about the unlocking Pogba situation that we had for 5 years. Bruno came along, and then we paired it again with Freddie McTominay, and we don't prioritize the midfield enough. And when we do sign, it's always like a quick stop guy. Oh, Eriksen or Amrabat or whatever. We never seem to, or Matic, like we never seem to really address that midfield. And now I'm looking at it again and I'm looking at this midfield and I'm like, this midfield doesn't feel ready. It doesn't, like Bruno, Casemiro, Kobbie again. We literally just saw that last season. It didn't work. We need to sign midfielders. I've been saying 3 CMs. Now, listen, I know that's fantasy world. But we need at least 2, man. Like, we're linked now with Sander Berge and Zubimendi, but he might be going to Liverpool. We're linked with some midfielders, but we need to get them in. We need to have a change in midfield. We need some people that can get on the ball and help us control games. Because Bruno, Kobbie and Casemiro, that basically you're telling that's soft. We're gonna have to play sufferable.
Yeah.
If Manchester United, and I'm trying to be optimistic, people, because I'm actually looking forward to the season, seeing how it goes.
Yeah.
But if Manchester United tomorrow line up against, which we are, Man City tomorrow, we actually are.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're playing Man City.
Yeah.
If we play Arsenal, Liverpool, Brighton, Chelsea, Spurs, Villa, Newcastle, and even maybe West Ham with Lopetegui in,
yeah,
I expect us to have less possession.
Yeah.
I expect us to suffer, have less possession, and try and grind out a result. Still, third season in, at this point now, I thought we were going to, you know what I mean? I wanted to see us dominate. I cannot see us having more possession and dominating any of them sides. And I think tomorrow, Community Shield, we're going to be there. We're going to be supporting the lads, of course.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to see a bit more of the same. Dominated, and we're going to try and pick our moments. And going into the third season, it's a bit disappointing for that. But again, we talk about personnel. We can talk about the manager another time, but the personnel of that midfield three just simply cannot dominate football games.
Yeah.
It's just simple. Bruno doesn't do it. Casemiro doesn't do it. Kobbie can do it, but you can't do it by yourself. Mm. There's never been a CM that runs games by himself. You need need running mates. And we just ain't got that profile, bro. Mount can't do it. McTominay can't. Who else have we got? Eriksen, maybe in his old days, not anymore. So profile-wise, how are we going to control games?
My thing is, I have a level of optimism,
yeah.
Just because
that's fine. That's fair, bro.
Just because, not for this season though, but just for the fact that this is a project where Ratcliffe himself said it's going to take a few transfer windows, minimum 3, in order to get it done. Now, the issue I have is maybe we would have been able to buy some midfield players if we were able to sell. Now, some players are on stupid contracts.
Thank you.
For example, Antony was on 25K or 20K a week, signed for Man United, 200K.
Mm.
Sancho was on 50K at Dortmund.
I think he was a bit higher. He was a bit higher. Yeah, but I know what you're saying. It doubles.
It's like you double
your transfer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would you want to give that away for...
You wouldn't
do it. So that's the issue that we're in right now. So as much as this midfield isn't ready, we've got to make do for what it is. Now, this is where the manager and the coaching staffs that we've now got involved, the Van Nistelrooy's and everyone, Rene, everyone that's back staff have to actually make it work with what we have right now. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to win the league. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we're going to finish top 4. But we need to have a better account of ourselves. And Ten Hag, the players, they need to look within. Now, I looked at preseason and I was like, Collier, he looks good. Thrown him into the deep end straight away. it says a lot about what we've got going on.
Yeah.
It should be very difficult for him to get into this team.
Yeah.
But it's very easy. And I think that is what gives me a bit of... That's where the fear comes from.
Yeah.
And against other teams, like you said, the Arsenals, the Cities, that have got ready-made midfields, mm-hmm. that they could have that for the next 3 to 4 years, we're still struggling. That is where I think we are going to have a problem. Because I think up front, with United, with, you know, our attacking options, I'm really happy with them. Mm. I'm not upset. I think Rashford will be his
season. He looks sharper. He looks slimmer.
He looks sharper. He looks happier, whatever it is. Diallo's had an amazing preseason as well. Obviously, Hoyland's injured, but before he got injured, he scored a very good goal, even though it was poor defending against the Arsenal defender. And then Xerxes, you know, we've spoken a lot about what he could potentially...
Hearing good things about him training.
I mean, Thiago Motta said something crazy, which I was like, whoa.
What did he say?
He said that he reminds him of Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
And I knew that at that time that maybe it's a bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
You know they smoke a lot in Italy.
Oh, yeah, of course. But my thing is, even with defence, like Lenny Yoro being injured, that hurt me, man.
Kobbie got injured last season. No, I was like bro, it's like a gut punch, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Kobbie, remember last season, the preseason, when he cooked Arsenal, and we were like, yo,
after 1 minute, I knew.
Bam! Gut punch, injured until November or whatever it was. And it was just like, that's the same thing with Yoro. With what you mentioned, one thing that I fully agree, you've noticed in this whole time, I haven't mentioned Ineos once.
Mm.
Like, I've seen a lot of people are starting to say, I'm getting on to Ineos. I promise you, and I say it time and time again, Woodward and Murto regimes destroyed this football club, bro. Mm. Now, we could talk about the Glazers as much as we want, whatever, but those board, as you mentioned, with the wages. Now, I just want to say, I looked at the wage structure of Man United, and this is not to dig a player out or nothing. I'm just going to use him as an example because he's linked to leaving. Wan-Bissaka, for example. Wan-Bissaka allegedly is on 90K a week, yeah? That's the 15th highest earner at Man United. If he's to go to West Ham, he'll be on par with Kudus.
Mm.
That just shows how ridiculous we pay players, bro.
Mm.
He will be on par with some of the highest earners. So why would he... West Ham, again, no disrespect to him, but for the level he is like a West Ham level player.
Mm.
Why would they pay him that much?
Mm. It's impossible.
So now for him to want to leave the football club, reportedly, he wants a payout.
Yeah, of £7 million apparently.
That is... What can Ineos do about stuff like that?
Mm.
Ineos can't do nothing. So I'm actually very realistic, in terms of, I don't think it's going to be an amazing season, but I'm still going to give Ineos time because honestly, this club needs to be clean.
But the good thing is though.
It needs to be clean. And that's why I'm supporting them. That's why I'm backing them.
This is like when you're rebooting your computer, all the junk is coming out.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time. But enough about the transfers. And I mean, what we can't do. We've got a team, yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you most excited to see this season for Man United before we go into who we're going to be facing, which is Man City?
I think looking into it, again, with what you mentioned, so much self-improvement needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing for us this season is, can we stay healthy? Which so far it's already looking like maybe we won't.
It's looking crazy.
But can we stay healthy? Because a healthy Manchester United should still be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So can we stay healthy? And there needs to be, bro, so much self-improvement. Last season, a lot of men let themselves down.
Yeah.
Rashford did. Onana did, Bruno did up until the last 2 months.
Mm.
Casemiro did, on and on. We can just go on and on. So much self-improvement. So the ones that I gotta say, I'm gonna say three.
Mm.
Yeah. Already preseason, he's not impressing me, but Onana has to improve.
Mm.
Onana is it? I'm telling you, he's becoming a problem for me. Mm. He has to improve massively, right? That's one. Marcus Rashford, of course. It's just self-improvement. Rashford, pre-season, he's been looking good. As I said, slim, sharp. He's actually doing a lot of wing play. He's getting down the line. He's trying to assist. Looks good. We need some goals. We need some assists. It's the reality of the situation. Same way West Ham need Jared Bowen.
Mm.
We need you, Marcus Rashford. It doesn't matter what club you're at. We need Marcus Rashford. And the other one has to be Amad Diallo, bro. Mm. I'm super excited about Amad Diallo this season. I mean, it's been such a long time coming. Every time he plays, we see the quality, Harry, bro.
Pure football.
Bro, I see, like, you know, some people just get it. Kobbie Mainoo, he gets it. Amad, he just gets it. give him the ball and let him work. Let him have somebody to link up with. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get something good out of it. Ahmad is a pure quality footballer. All the way going back to the UEFA Youth League when he was tearing up Man City. That's why we signed him. He's such a good player, man. So I'm so excited to see him this season. And he has competition. Garnacho is not going to sit there and just wait watch it. Because Garnacho really held us down last season. Sancho's back.
Yeah.
He's got to prove something. Is he got the hunger to do it? And Antony's just dropped an interview saying, this season, you're going to see goals and assists. I'm going to use my right foot. I've written down. So guys are hungry. Yeah. They're going to want it. But Ahmad Diallo, I think he has the first 5 games of the season
to prove
where
himself.
He'll start to prove, is it going
to
be?
But I don't even think he needs to prove himself.
Not to prove.
I think
just, he just has to.
This is to show the world.
Prove to Ten Hag.
It's
we
Ten Hag.
Love him, but Ten Hag's
it's
the one Ten that Hag. Makes the decisions, bruv. Not me, not you. And we know Garnacho's his guy right now. He's his trusted man. Scored in the FA Cup final. He's a trusted man. So Ahmad, because Garnacho came late, I think you have 4 or 5 games where you're going to start. You've had a great preseason. Big 4 or 5 opening games. I'm so excited for him, bro. What about you?
I think these are the players that, like you said, genuinely this is their last opportunity to prove themselves.
Yeah.
I think Mason Mount, I want to know. Like that's like a friend of mine, but also that's someone who I feel like when we signed him, it was kind of like, why the hell did we sign him?
Yeah.
Because it didn't make sense for what Man United was. Obviously, injuries have really messed up his first season, but this season I feel like you can see it. He wants it. Mm-hmm. This is the season for me where he proves why Manchester United signed him. Højlund. I think this season, Højlund, you've got Van Nistelrooy there with you on the training ground day in, day out. There's a lot to learn from. Now, there wasn't a player that he could learn from that was in the team. Now you've got one of our legends and one of the most clinical strikers in Premier League history.
My favorite player, man.
That's there. And then my last player, it isn't somebody that I feel like people will be speaking about, but it's Luke Shaw. Like, for me,
I'm done with that guy, bro.
No, I know you've been done. You've been done with him, But you see, with Luke Shaw, there's just something about when he plays. Like even at the Euros, bro, you see on the left hand side, you see when he plays, it's just so much assured. Like it just feels assured. No pun intended. That's good. So for me, I just want to know, like, first 10 games, are you going to be fit or are you not? Because if you're not, we need to cut our ties. Because for me, 90 games, was it 190 games in 10 years is crazy. It is crazy. And, like, if it was any other player who I didn't think have had the quality, I'd say get rid. But because I know that he's a top player, in my opinion, I just want to see a fit Luke Shaw. Minimum.
How old is he? Must be 28 now. 27, 28?
He's still young.
No, I'm not saying he's
still
old,
young, man.
Bro, like, we cannot, at 27, 28, now still be asking for this guy. Okay, please, can you stay fit?
But look, we've tried.
It's been so long. He's nearly due a testimonial.
Nah, man, he's not.
He's nearly due a testimonial. Anyway. He's at his testimonial stage.
No.
He's 10 years into the club.
He's grabbing one.
Bro, he's 10 years into the club. Bro, I'm telling you, though, it's mad, bro.
Cavs grabs my hoodie, like, are you listening to me?
He's 10 years into the club.
Yeah, so those are my three. Luke Shaw, Rasmus, and Mason Mount.
Fair enough.
I just really want to see what they're going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, who we're facing tomorrow, 4-time Premier League champions in a row, Manchester City. Now, obviously, Manchester City only won one trophy last season, which again, it sounds crazy. It's the Premier League, isn't it? But the standards that they've set for themselves, usually it's a double or it's a treble like this the season before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they haven't been as busy in the transfer window as, you know, we imagined they would be. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
Savio.
That's
it.
Savinho.
Mm-hmm.
Savinho is the only player that they've brought in. And then they've got rid of, obviously, Alvarez is imminent. Yeah. It's imminent right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With Pep, I always look at Pep as a genius in terms of how he does his business. Internally, he knows his squad more than anyone. So if he hasn't bought any players in, he probably feels like there isn't anything I need to change. Maybe it's just how I deal with my personnel, right?
Problem solver.
Obviously, Kevin De Bruyne, fresh back from the Euros right now. We know how important he is and how Phil Foden and him, along with Bernardo Silva, are just so pivotal in that team. Haaland looks fresh. I've seen him in preseason. He actually looks fresh again. Does this mean the fact that they haven't bought no players, that he feels that he has the right team to go on and do what they've been doing for the last 6 years?
One thing City don't do is panic.
Yeah.
City never panic. Julian Alvarez is going, they'll sign someone.
Yeah.
They will sign someone for sure. Like that Alvarez is going, because they're going to need a backup. Because Erling Haaland, at Dortmund, he was injury, not injury prone, but he had a few injuries. And last season he had an injury. So they're still going to need someone that's just going to come in and potentially fill in that role when if Haaland gets injured. But I don't think City need to do that much. As much as I think last season they dropped, sounds crazy, they dropped a little level last season, in my opinion. Just a little level, which is still enough to win the league, because they were treble winners before, but they dropped a little level. So even though they did, as you just mentioned, you mentioned two names, Kevin De Bruyne and Erling Haaland. Mm. They spent periods of last season injured.
Yeah, and they still won the league.
And they still won the league, and Haaland was still top goal scorer. Mm. So if they can get them fit, we're talking about Luke Shaw staying fit. If they can get them fit for 95% of the season, you're looking at cash money more time. You know what I mean? You're looking at cash money. You're talking about two world-class players. You're talking about arguably the best midfielders playing in the Prem. You're talking about arguably the best goal scorer to play in the Prem. If these two stay fit, alongside what Phil Foden was doing last year, alongside, I think Savinho, or whatever he calls himself, is going to be decent next season. Mm. He had completed the most dribbles in La Liga last season. Mm. He's an exciting guy, and he said that he wants to excite the fans. Doku, second year. We always see that guy in the second year take a leap. Mm. And people forget, Mateus Nunes. I know we're probably thinking, what's he going to do? But Mateus Nunes was a very good player at Wolves. Mm. Very, very good player at Wolves.
Technically gifted as well.
And this is his second season. So he can all of a sudden be like a new signing. They won the league without him even pretty much kicking a ball. They don't need him. Mm. And now he's going to come on. Can he fill in from the Kovacic role that he was filling in last year? So I don't think City need much. Their players are of good age. Obviously, KDB is getting on, but he's got the quality. I don't think they need much. Foden's going to kick on, continue. Is he going to have the season he did last year? Who knows? But he's got to continue, especially after a disappointing Euros. He's going to have one approved sign to people. I honestly think it just comes down to if KDB and Haaland can stay fit, and then the rest is the motion. You know what I mean? Man City win games before they cross the line.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And once KDB, you look to the right and KDB's there, you look to the right and Haaland's there, you're kind of just thinking, yo, it's going to be a long night. We know what teams are going to be doing every single week against City, defending deep, 11 behind the ball, and let's just see if City can break us down. So I don't see much changing for Man City. They're still going to be first or second. Arsenal obviously going to push them, I think. Mm. But honestly, Haaland staying fit for the whole season, KDB staying fit for the whole season is the major factor for them. If that happens,
it's business as usual again.
It's business as usual, man. Listen to the names we're saying. Mm. Rodri, Haaland, like, listen, they ain't really got much concerns. You know what I mean? It's just because we remember Sané and David Silva. We remember them when they're like unbelievable and everything's crazy. But this is still a treble winning team, a four-peat winning team with Pep Guardiola, who potentially might be in his last year. Mm. Potentially. You think he wants to walk away without majors?
No, of course not. I think with this City team, I think it's quite different to the teams you mentioned with the, you know, the Raheem Sterling, the Dzekos, and I would say it's less flattering
100%
than how it's previously been. 100%. I think it is very, very technical. It is a system-based team to a T, and I think it's worked really, really well. So much so that, you know, when we look at like Phil Foden, people say he's a system player just because of how great Pep Guardiola has made him look for City, right?
Yep.
My question to you also is, what is the goal then for this City team? Because obviously they've done it all. They've literally done it all last season. Arsenal will be knocking on the door for them.
100.
And then going into this, obviously this curtain raiser, do you reckon we'll see what type of City this is, or do you reckon it will be...
For tomorrow?
For tomorrow, yeah.
No.
Because you know why I said that? I feel like we're going to get gassed. Yeah? This is what's going to happen.
This means more.
Yeah, this means more for us.
No, right, this means more.
I feel like with City, what they will do, they'll play a decent game. Mm. They'll show you what you can do. Haaland will probably score a goal or whatever. But this is what I would want to happen.
Have I had my thing like this the whole time? Well, you're a snake, man.
How am I supposed to see it?
Man, even producers behind there.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, the man.
So Kams is top.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the man is done me.
We're gonna start the whole episode again.
Yeah, let's start again. Yeah.
But I think this doesn't mean anything to City.
Yeah.
I think this is a preseason game for them.
You look at they've lost a few.
They lost
to Arsenal. They lost to Liverpool. They lost to Leicester. And they lost to Chelsea, I think. They've lost a few community shows.
This is a warm-up game for them.
Yeah.
And we are taking it serious because that's where we are right now, yeah? But do you feel like we will see anything to show you what type of City we're going to get this season at all?
No, not tomorrow. Nah. I think tomorrow is just an extra getting blood in the legs. I think KDB will probably play a bit because he's just come back. I don't even know if Phil Foden's back. I don't think he is.
I think they're all back now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think what we might see is a first half team, and I actually think he might make a lot of changes for the second half. He's going to want to win. The reason why I think he's going to want to win more is one, nobody wants to lose the Manchester Derby, and two, we beat them in their FA Cup final. So I think that might, we didn't get here by finishing second and they won the treble. We beat them directly in the FA Cup final as their main rivals. So they are going to still want to win. But in terms of, is this the City we're going to see next season? Nah, I don't believe so. I think it's just going to be more the same, try and win the game. But it's not going to be anything where I think we can take too much away from Man City. I think it means a lot more for us. And when I say us, it's not even about the result, it's about how we're going to play. What are we going to see? Because I think we're going to have most of our team out there.
Yeah.
We should have most of our team out there. So we're going to get a Xerxes debut as well. So a lot comes down to what we're going to do. But other than that, I think City is just more of the same. If they lose, they lose. It doesn't really matter. Just kind of a, okay, guys, first game season, let's be on it. But Pep said, we will be late.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He said, we will be late. So City starts slow, it doesn't matter for them. So, bro, we're talking about Community Shield. Sometimes, do you even focus on City up until February?
No, literally.
you can't, as much as sometimes you want to get drawn into saying, it's over for City, you have to just kind of hold yourself because City, I mean, Arsenal fans know now, Liverpool fans know. I remember there was, I think it was 2020 to 2021, I think they were like 8th, 7th by December, and we were nearly first, and we lost to Sheffield United like idiots. But and I was like, yeah, do you know what? You can't replace Fernandinho with Rodri. You can't replace Kompany with, I was saying all this stuff. They won the league, bro. Yeah. So from there, I said, listen,
I'm scared. Never, do you know what it is?
Until the last game,
he's
I'm
the boogeyman. He's the Premier League boogeyman.
Nothing. Come
We've
on,
seen
man.
Jose Mourinho come to the Premier League. We've seen so many different managers come. I've never seen a manager since he's been there since 2016, 8 seasons, won 6 of them. That's wild. So
he's
for
only
me,
lost 3 titles in his career.
Yeah, he understands what it takes to run a successful club, a team, and how to pick between. You know, I'm not going to play you today.
Yeah.
To be able to drop John Stones and put a Kanji in for a specific type of game or drop Kevin De Bruyne, he understands. And I think the fear I have is that this Premier League era will just be Pep Guardiola.
I mean, and listen, do you
That's
know
the
what?
Fear. Because it's happening now. I think Arsenal are the only saviours of stopping that.
I want Arsenal to win it this season.
I also,
if Manchester United,
it's getting boring
this
now.
Time now. Last season, I was kind of like, but I want Arsenal to win.
Are we undercover? Are we undercover Arsenal fans this season?
Hey, I hold my hands up.
Aye! You know what I mean? They got us!
I hold my hands up.
They got us!
I mean, because if it's not going to be... Listen, it's going to be another season of hating.
Yeah, yeah.
Hate watching every single team. Yeah. It is another season. Lesser of all evils. At this point now, I just want I want Arsenal to win. Definitely don't want Arsenal's Liverpool to win it first year.
Nah.
Don't want Man City to do a fight. It's not got anything to do with, they're blowing our legacies. Nothing about that. 5 titles in a row is just whatever. I want Arsenal to win it. But look, when GOATs come along, they define eras. They ruin the game. They destroy generations. It happened. Look at Michael Jordan. Look at all the people that tried to win. Charles Barkley. You guys didn't eat nothing. Jordan, that's the Jordan era. You know what I'm trying to say? So when GOATs come along, look at LeBron with all the statistics. He's going to blow it away. No one's going to get close. Look at Lionel Messi, Ronaldo. When GOATs come along, sometimes you do just have to sit back and say, hey, man, you're a GOAT, and we're just waiting to see what happens. And that's the way it is with Pep. He needs 12 more trophies to catch Ferguson of all time. Not in the Prem, all time. He's got 37 trophies. Ferguson ended with 49. He's 12 more trophies.
And as it's going right now.
Statistically, and Ferguson has won the most trophies in football history.
Yeah.
He needs 12 more trophies, and he's probably got 10 years more of management.
Yeah, he's going
to
do it.
To be the GOAT. To be the statistical GOAT. You can think he's the GOAT now, but statistical... He needs 12 more trophies.
I think historically we will always lean towards Fergie because
there's so much context to Fergie's thing as well.
He's just been night
Pep
and
is
day.
There's never been
night
a ruthless winner
yeah,
like
night
this.
And day. He's the most ruthless
winner ever
we've seen.
Like, it's ridiculous, bro. He's only dropped 3 titles. Only drop.
And every single one he's dropped, you can see it in his face. He's like, watch the what worst I'm thing going is, to do.
One of them was his first season in the Prem.
Yeah.
Which was, who won it? Chelsea, Conte, Klopp, obviously, and Jose.
Yeah.
In 11-12, that's the
and
only
every
title.
Every single one of those managers. When
are legends
about,
as well.
No, when they speak about Pep, it's of the highest.
Of course.
Highest level.
Of course. You,
yeah.
Come on, man.
He's a gunman. He's a gunman. Pep Guardiola. All right, so tomorrow. We're going to be there.
Yes.
We're obviously...
What we're going to be doing? Can you reveal what we're going to be doing? Or?
Okay, yes, I can be. So, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be pitch side from about 1 o'clock, watching the players train, interacting with some of the players as well. We're going to be ranking, you know, making a five-a-side team between Manchester United and Man City. It will be all over the social media. And provided Manchester United win or they lose, we will be on pitch to witness the celebrations. Now... If you think if Man United win and they do that picture when they're lifting up,
you're gonna see
me in cams like gang, 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 gang. I might even do this one. So yeah, last season when we had the FA Cup here, we shout out to Ben Forrest actually because he's the one that is the one that's organising all of this for us. And this is what we want the podcast to be. We want to be in these places, get the access, and showcase.
Different things.
Not just like, we don't want to be like any other podcast. We want to do things this way and just have the access because I feel like we understand what it's like to be a football fan. So this is for you guys also. So yeah, check the socials. We'll be covering all of that stuff. Obviously, we're going to be at the first game of the season, Man United's game on Friday. So look out for that as well. But with that being said, score prediction for tomorrow. With everything we've just said about how we're not 100% there, City are there, but they're not even it's leaning towards my United win.
I'm actually going to go for a United win.
I
mean, because listen, you know what I mean? When I know I'm going to the ground, something.
So talk us through that. So what happens? You go to the ground.
Listen, the reality, listen, you know when people get onto match day fans?
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I don't blame match day fans. When you enter Old Trafford, when you enter going to watch your football club at games, and I'm speaking to people that are foreign fans. I have no issue against foreign fans. You guys support mad hours and stuff. But when you walk into them stadiums, it's like a wave of delusion just hits your brain. It's like you don't know nothing about football. It's just pure passion. It's just pure support in the team. So anytime I know I'm going, I'm optimistic, bro. Whether it's blind faith or not, I'm optimistic. I think we're going to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I'm going there. I think we're going to win. So when people get onto match day, I'm like, bro, I don't blame them. When they're singing songs and stuff, they don't know what's going on. They're in a world, trust me, there's a bigger world than just Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't know what's going on. They're just supporting the boy. They're seeing every touch. The players are near them. At the end of the game, the players are shaking their hand. Like, it's a different feeling, bro. Do you know what I mean? Tomorrow is a different feeling. When we're pitch side and Rashford is behind, man, pinging a ball, and then Kobe's there, and these man, bro, you're like, I love this club. You're like, I love this damn club,
and
bro.
When Kobe's about to train, and he's like, yo, HP, we're gone.
Bro, you love
what
this
What are you guys
club?
Gonna do to me?
I love this club,
what
bro.
What are you guys gonna do to me?
It's the reality. So, listen, I'm walking in to Wembley Gates with a full head of delusion and optimism. I'm going 2-1.
Yeah, I'm getting at 10 a.m. The ground won't even be open, but I'm gonna be out there like this.
Taking it all in.
You know when Pablo Escobar's got that meme where he's standing outside, hands behind his back? That's me. I'm going to be there 10 a.m. If they need someone to clean the place, I will be there. But I'm also going to go with 2-1. I think it will be 2-0. See, this is crack cocaine. What's wrong with me?
Listen, I'm going to tell you. Garnacho off the bench. Winner.
Don't you dare look away from me when you make a claim like that again. Who does this man think he is? He says, oh, yeah, look. And looks away. Alright, Garnacho comes off the bench. Winner. Who scores the first goal, in your opinion?
Marcus,
okay. And then City, who scores for City?
Haaland.
Yep. Okay, cool. I'm gonna second that. 2-1 Man United. But do you know how I'm just gonna let everyone know from now so you don't say, oh, where did this come from? If we win that Community Shield tomorrow, I'm going to be the most shameless human being because they did say, and I did research about this as well, and it said on UEFA's website that the Community Shield is just after the World Cup. in terms of how important it is.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
The curtain
razor.
Mm-hmm. It raises what makes the Premier League.
Yeah,
so without it, it's...
No eyes will be on the league.
See, so, it's yeah, simple as that, and it brings in so much money for that reason. So so big up Community Shield, and congratulations, Manchester United Community Shield winners 2024-2025. If you don't believe, what's the point? I keep telling people 115 charges. Ooh. I keep telling them.
When's that going to open up, by the way?
But that's why they haven't bought no one. Are you seeing what's happening?
Conspiracies.
Conspiracy, bro. But anyway, all right. So I've been Aaron Pinero. Of course, it's been Culture Cams. Like I said, we are officially
back.
Audio based. We're back.
We're back.
Apple Music, Spotify. The link will be in the bio.
Who made this?
Sar Joey.
Sar Joey. Sar Joey. This is. I need her to. Sar Joey is a girl, right?
Yeah.
She did that. Did she did this logo.
Yeah.
Yes. I need this. I literally need this.
Yeah.
For
your Twitch.
Yeah, I need that for my Twitch. I need that for my Avi. I need that. I need to even, I'm going to even post it on my main feed.
Yeah. Wow.
That is sensational, bruv.
All right, man. Well, you know the vibes are ready. I'll see you guys at Wembley.
But United! No. Don't you guys think you look a bit like Philly there as well?
All right, that's the end of the episode. Peace.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.